Beneath a Harvest Sky by Tracy Peterson. Late March, 1931.
We'll never stick to schedule if you keep putting the Cadillac in the sand,
Rainy Gordon teased her twin brother. She cast a glance over her shoulder at the Harvey House tourists, or dudes as the staff called them, who waited rather impatiently in the noon sun. Lowering her voice, she asked,
How can I help?
Gabe Gordon, better known as Sonny, looked up from beneath the brim of his 10-gallon cowboy hat and smiled.
Well, if you're done merely supervising, you could get behind the wheel and try to move this beast forward when I give you the okay. I think I've cleared as much sand as I can back here, and those rocks you brought me are bound to help give her a little more traction. But just to be safe, I'll push.
Rainey gave a salute from the brim of her uniform hat. She was grateful the Fred Harvey Company didn't require their women couriers to dress in the over-exaggerated cowboy attire. Still, looking down at her Navajo tunic of dark purple velvet, silver concha belt, and squash blossom necklace, she supposed she played the role of Indian to her brother's cowboy act. Sliding behind the wheel of the Harvey touring car, Rainey pushed back her braided strawberry blonde hair and waited for Sonny to give her the go-ahead. Getting stuck in the sand wasn't that unusual along some of the wilder stretches of New Mexico and Arizona, but they were only 5 miles outside of Santa Fe, and this little mishap should never have happened. Sonny hadn't had his mind on business as of late, but Rainey was hard-pressed to know what consumed his thoughts.
Give it a try. Just don't press down too hard on the accelerator. Just ease her out,
Sonny called. Rainey did as he instructed, and with a jump and a lurch, the caddy...